The first podcast looked at the history of parish-cell communities. The second one looks at their benefits for parishes. Since Ballantyre, I have had four different parish appointments. In each of them, I saw the birth of parish cells. Throughout the parish of Our Lady's Nativity, Leixlip, for example, 16 small communities emerged. In every parish, many different activities exist. Each makes its own distinctive contribution, which benefits the quality of life and mission of its people. However, as I listen to those who participate in a cell community, I'm always struck by their ability to articulate their faith. They readily tell stories of where they believe God has helped them, comforted them, brought healing, or invited them to reach out to others with the good news of Jesus Christ. They tell of how attending a cell has influenced them. They say that hearing others speak about God as a living presence in their everyday joys and challenges had a profound impact upon them. It awakened for them a relationship with Christ that was real, personal, and life-giving, and led them to trust His love and wisdom. The Bible becomes an open book for them. It is no longer ancient and distant words. Rather, it is God's living word and wisdom speaking to their experience as busy people who engage with family, work, and a host of commitments. Taken down from its untouched shelf, it becomes their companion, their source of wisdom, and a light for their steps. Also, a genuine experience of community develops as people take part in cell meetings. They learn to give and to receive. They form friendships which extend beyond their meetings and express as prayerful and practical support during times of difficulty. On the 18th of November 2019, Pope Francis met parish cell participants worldwide for the second time. He said, "The specific cell charism is to revive the life of our parish communities." He described parishes as invaded with many initiatives, many of which do not touch deeply the hearts of people. End of quote. The charism and gift of evangelizing cells, he observed, is to renew parish life, and that through multiplication, small faith communities increase in numbers. Each of them becomes a center where the mystery of Jesus among his people is celebrated and where the human heart is deeply touched. And then, as they encounter Christ, they cannot but share his love with fellow parishioners in a way that bears fruit. Pope Francis explains that Peter, Andrew, James, and John knew the transforming love of Jesus when they met him. In the same way, when people reflect God's love and mercy, and especially to the least and smallest in whom they see the presence of Jesus, they can expect it to reach deep into their hearts and transform them. As an ending, I have seen that through parish cell communities, faith awakens and community forms. I've seen that participants tend to reach out to others in love and share what they know has enriched them. They also tend to be involved in many aspects of parish life, alleviating suffering and announcing good news.